The more we delay the tawbah for an act that we have committed, the more the rust is engraved into the heart. The rust of that evil. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Then when a person breaks the command of Allah, there is a rust of that sin that affects the heart. And this rust will sink into the heart, will start to control that heart. And once that heart becomes rusty, then that heart will not have the potential to accept the truth from above. But when we immediately make tawbah, that rust is removed. Sometimes we are eating food on a sufra. A cup of tea falls on our clothes. What does the mother say? Quickly go and wash it. We don't want the cloth to be stained. Because if you don't wash it now and it dries, it will stain the cloth. If you go now and wash the clothes, it will only take 1 or 2 minutes. But if you allow that tea to dry upon the cloth, you will have to spill something special upon that cloth and you will have to make maximum effort to remove that stain. But now it will not stain. Likewise, when a person breaks the command of Allah, immediately do not allow that sin to stain the heart. Straight away, wash it through the syrup of tawbah. But if we allow it to sit, we do not acknowledge that to be a mistake, then that heart becomes rusty, and then a person has to make a greater effort to remove that rust. Because the rust in itself does not allow the person to make tawbah. The rust in itself of sin that has covered the heart will not allow the person to see the truth. It will not allow this person to turn to resort to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it is very, very important that we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat when we make a mistake, a minor mistake or a major mistake. That's why the Prophet of Allah, who is ma'soom, who is maghfoor, ma'soom and maghfoor, he is forgiven, and he is ma'soom, infallible. But it was the practice of the Prophet of Allah to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat by the utterance of astaghfirullah many a times in a day. And the Prophet of Allah was not in need of that utterance, of that dhikr, of that wazifa. But it was a teaching for humanity, that at all times we should keep the dhikr of Allah and especially the wazifa of istighfar on our tongue throughout the day. So if any sin has been committed, we may not know about it. Through the barakat of istighfar, that sin does not rust our heart. And if we know about the sin, then we regret it and we make tawbah. It has been said that there are two sips, that are very mahbub, very liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Very liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person argues with another person, there is rage, there is anger. And rage and anger is from the shaitan. At that certain time, a person can extinguish, remove that anger through the sip of forbearance, hilm. And this is liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the second sip is that when a person is facing something that he dislikes, he takes the sip of sabr, patience. These two sips are liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat very much. And there are two drops of water that are liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat very much. One is when a person has broken the command of Allah. At that certain time he acknowledges. In the middle of the night, in the dark night when there is no one around him, due to the fear of Allah, he raises his hands in front of Allah and he starts to weep. That drop that comes out of the eye due to the fear of Allah is very precious. And it is so powerful that the ulama have said that this one drop will extinguish the fire of Jahannam that has been burning for centuries. And the second drop is the drop of that human being that has given his life in the path of Allah. That first drop of blood that falls onto the ground due to the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat is very precious. And there are two steps. There are two steps that are loved by Allah. Some people step towards an evil place. Some people walk towards the clubs, the nightclubs, to the city to fulfill their desires, their carnal desires. This is a step too. But there are two steps that are loved by Allah Rabbul Izzat. The first step, that step moves towards the mosque so the person can pray in congregation. And the second, that there is a feud amongst the family and the person walks towards that certain home to defuse the situation, to bring the family closer. These two steps are liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. The third thing that Allah Rabbul Izzat likes very much is as-sabr عند الفاقة. Two things have been mentioned here. As-sabr عند الفاقة. Sabr means patience. عند الفاقة, at the time of destitution. Sabr in itself is a great blessing from Allah Rabbul Izzat. They say a person that is sabir and shakir, he is patient and he is thankful for the bounties that Allah has given to him. He has kamil iman, true, solid, 100% iman, faith. Sabr and shukr. And Allah has promised that a person that is shakir and sabir, he will go into Jannah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. But the Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying sabr at the time of faqa. That's when a person will really understand if he has sabr. Everyone is a friend when there's affluence. But you will only know who is your friend when you are struggling. Everyone is your friend. If you are living a comfortable life, everyone will be around you like the bee around the honey. But the wise people have said that you will really know who is your friend when you are struggling. Who comes to support you? Who says two words that release that remorse? Who can come around you and give you comfort at the time of faqr, at the time of testing? So Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying a person, he is experiencing destitution, experiencing any musibat in life, at that time when he is sabir, at that time when he is sabir, Allah Rabbul Izzat likes that person very, very much. Alhamdulillah, from the time we are born till the time we will die, and no one knows the end, Allah has given us so much in'amat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.